listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WISS, Oshkosh, and Appleton. Here is Lisa Hale with this morning's Valley Focus.
I'm Northeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief Lisa Hale, and joined today, because it's Wednesday, I've got Karen Schneider from the Oshkosh Herald with me. If somebody wanted to pick up a copy of the Herald or wanted to check it out on the website, what is the website?
The website's oshkoshherald.com. And if you're looking for it out on a newsstand, we're at about 40 locations around town. You can find us at most Quick Trips, BPs, grocery stores, at their customer service counters, but you should be able to find us there. But I would say hurry up and go look quickly, because they do go fast. It is online right now. So if you want to go check it out, oshkoshherald.com.
What's in the Oshkosh Herald this week?
There's so much good stuff in there. I'm just saying, not that I'm, you know, biased or anything.
It might be a little bit.
I get accused of that. The first thing is their initial plans for a new home development coming in. We always talk about housing, right? Mm-hmm. So they're an Oshkosh developer is looking at building 91 new single family homes in the southeast corner of the city over by Clairville Road and 20th. This is Chet Wiesenberg from Wiesenberg Homes. Mm-hmm. So this is one of the initial steps to it, right? But it would go in three phases, 30 homes per phase. The city and the builder are talking right now about who's going to pay for gravel road that connects it to Clairville, and they'll get that all sorted out before they get to the next phase where it goes back before the plan commission. But this, again, we have apartments coming in. We hear a lot of that, right? There's so many apartments.
We have a lot of apartments coming.
And they're getting built, which is fabulous as well, because it took a while for that. But now this is another development bringing 90 homes into the Oshkosh area, which will be part of Casey Meadows subdivision.
Okay.
So if you can picture where that is, just past YMCA out there off of 20th. So first steps first, but it's encouraging to see that, yes, a single family development is working and looking at being built out there. And I believe they're looking at 2026, which will when it goes, but it's 31 acres. And the average lot size will be 10,000 square feet. So it's similar to the homes that are already built out there.
Okay, that's good. Then it'll kind of stay with the neighborhood and stay with that feel.
Exactly. So that's exciting because, you know, we need homes. Right. We need housing.
The housing shortage is something that's affecting every community throughout Northeast Wisconsin, not just Oshkosh, but
it's national.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. And I don't know I don't think anyone knows the answer to it. Otherwise we would have fixed it. Right. But there are projects out there that are looking at putting those homes that are needed in each community. I forget the number because there was a study that was done that's talked about how many units were going to be needed in Winnebago County in Oshkosh over the next several years.
Right.
And it was a big number.
Yeah.
So whether you're putting apartment complexes in there or building those single family homes, they're all needed. And, you know, there's this circle of life and circle of housing. And, you know, part of it right now is if there's nowhere to downsize to or anything like that, and the price of homes, there's not that cycle that's continuing. You know,
right.
You have people still living in too large of homes after they're empty nesters because they can't find something
right.
smaller to move into. Then you have young people who can't afford even an apartment because of the cost of those. So, you know, something needs to right how it should be. And, you know, I don't have the answer to that, but I think as long as there's housing in there, and it's, you know, it's supply and demand, right? So if we provide more housing, hopefully some of that starts settling out that market a bit as well.
Yeah. So what else is in the paper today?
So the other thing is, did you know that this Saturday is Oshkosh Gallery Walk?
I did not.
It is. It
That's
is
always
Oshkosh
an exciting
Gallery Walk.
Event.
Yes, it is. But this time it's also the Night Gallery in the Algoma Art Alley. That's over by Jambalaya,
mm-hmm.
one of my bonus daughter's favorite places. So in there, they are going to have an artist who has never presented her art before. She's never displayed it. There's a word for it. I'm totally drawing
it's
a blank. Exhibit. Yes. She has not exhibited her art. And Samantha Dukas is going to be that new artist. And she has been doing art for years, but has never exhibited. And Amy Brownfield from the Jambalaya and the Arts Association. This is her direct quote on this. Not only is she incredibly talented, but she is also completely unaware of how amazing her art is. So that in itself is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But she will be exhibited there. Oshkosh Gallery Walk will be going on from 6 to 9. So again, it's going to be a gorgeous, gorgeous weekend. So again, after the Children's Day Parade, yes, you can also do Gallery Walk. Got to catch myself there.
Yeah, still have to do the Children's Day Parade, though.
Absolutely. But Gallery Walk will be back. So there'll be several locations along Main Street that you'll be able to pop into, see exhibits, you know, have a beverage, have dinner, but absolutely hit out the Algoma Alley Art Alley and check out this brand new in air quotes, because she's been doing art for a while, but exhibitor.
So, absolutely. So where can people go to pick up the Oshkosh Herald or to view it online?
So online, we're at oshkoshherald.com, and there's about 40 different pickup places around Oshkosh, but the quickest way to put them is check out your quick trip, BP's and the grocery stores.
Excellent. Karen, thank you for joining me today. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me, Lisa. I appreciate it.
Be sure to download the Civic Media app and select WISS for news and information updates for the Fox Valley right to your phone. You're listening to Valley Focus and Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WISS Oshkosh and Appleton. You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WISS Oshkosh and Appleton. Here is Lisa Hale with this morning's Valley Focus.
I'm Northeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief Lisa Hale, and joined today, I've got Karen Schneider from the Oshkosh Noon Kiwanis with me. Let's talk a little bit about the Children's Parade. I know you're involved in it, and it's going to be huge in Oshkosh this Saturday.
Oh, thanks, Lisa. I hope so. We've been working on this for months with the Oshkosh Noon Kiwanis. So the Children's Parade stopped in 2013, and we're bringing it back with our service organization. And it starts at 11 o'clock this Saturday. So kids are registering. They're bringing their non-motorized, no motorized vehicles are in this parade, the non-motorized floats. And it's really cool to listen to people about when they were in it, because it ran for 83, 84 years or something like that. So like three generations. So you hear these people talking about it. And I just, I had our final planning meeting at Kiwanis yesterday. And one of the members was talking about someone who had been in it and had dressed up as Kiss. And I understand that their kids may be pulling that second, that a repeat on that for the parade and coming as dressed as Kiss members. So, you know, it's very cool. And so it's going to go from Whitman Field down Ohio Street to South Park. So it's a different parade year. So different route, times have changed and so forth. So it's going down Ohio Street, starts at 11 o'clock. Please come and line the streets if your kids aren't in it or your grandkids. Come and just, if you remember what it was used to be, come and cheer them on. Right now, I think we're around 40-ish or so on entrees. Oh my gosh. Entries to and registrations to be in the parade. And they go from, you know, one to two and five plus. I think we've got twirlers and everything coming to be in the parade. So I'm really looking forward to it, because that's not in my purview. Someone else is handling the registrations. So I'm just getting bits and pieces about what the entries are going to be. So I'm really looking excited to see the imagination and creativity that people put into this. But you can just come down on your bicycle with those little cards flipped to it and, you know, come in and join the fun. Just register. And then once you get to South Park, it's a family day.
Right.
So we have a lot of events going on there as well. All of the kids in the parade will get a goodie bag when they enter South Park. We have a little Mongoose bike that kids who participate, who want to sign up to win it, can put in as well. We're going to have a petting zoo that's going to be there. We have lots of organizations that are coming with kids activities and everything. Have live music with the Mason Street Band.
Nice.
And then the pavilion will be open with cold beverages and food trucks. So we have food trucks there, everything from barbecue to snow cones, folks. So I really hope that you come down and visit with us from 11 to 3 on Saturday for the Children's Day Parade. And we know there's always so much stuff going on.
Yeah, there is.
And whether you come for the parade, which will be from, let's say, 10 to 11, or come down for the events that are going on at the park, or all of it, we welcome you. And we really look forward to seeing the community come out and enjoy bringing back the Children's Day Parade.
You hear a lot of people say things like, there needs to be more stuff for children, you know, what can I do for children? And this is one of those examples of the things that are specifically designed for the kiddos in the area.
Just for the kiddos, absolutely. And I remember watching this too. I never participated, but I have friends who are in their 70s that did, you know, so which is kind of funny, but, and they have great memories, but it's about bringing the kids out, letting them be creative, having a day to say, look at me, you know, because everyone gets to participate, and then go to the park and really have some fun. You know, we have Homies Hub coming, and they have a lot of stuff that is going to be set up. The police are coming out at 1 o'clock with their trailer. So there's going to be a lot of things for people to enjoy. Bring your lawn chairs, sit out in the lawn and listen to Mason Street Band, because they'll be playing. But it ends at 3 o'clock. So you can come enjoy it. The weather is going to be absolutely gorgeous.
It is.
So come out, spend the day with the kiddos and stuff at South Park. Take them home, give them a nap or so, and then take them to the fair at night. So
perfect idea. You know? Yeah, because the fair kicks off Thursday,
yes,
tomorrow. So that's perfect. Do the children's parade, then do the fair. Full weekend.
You know, because we are in Oshkosh, right?
And exactly.
We have 12 weekends to cram a whole year's worth of entertainment in. But I'm really looking forward to this. My group has been working on this for months. And I think we've pulled all the missing strings into that one little handful, and we got this down, and I'm looking forward to seeing the efforts pay off and enjoying seeing the community come out and join us.
Now, the children's parade has it took a hiatus for a
Correct.
Little while. So do you go ahead and you call it the 87th children's parade without the annual after it? Or how are you going to do that?
You know, that's kind of funny. I was wondering about that on the way over, because we haven't called it anything except the Children's Day Parade at this point. We'll have to figure that out next year.
Definitely.
Next year. And next year, you know, it's like August 1st. So it'll be the first Saturday after EAA, because we're at the Whitman Airport. Mm-hmm. So we can't go there during EAA, obviously.
Right.
And I just asked at the Parks Department when I picked up the keys, like, can I reserve this yet? 365 days. Okay, so I got it. I know to go online right away and reserve that for next year, because we are hoping that this is a signature event for the Oshkosh Noon Kiwanis, and it's a fundraiser as well. So we'll be using it to support our programs with the Key Clubs and the Cops and Kids in Cops and Kiwanis and Kids, which are literacy programs where we provide hundreds and hundreds of books throughout the year to the police to hand out. But we also provide gift cards to the police that they can give out to people in need as well. So part of this will be funding that program. And part of it will also fund the newspapers and education through the Oshkosh Herald and our Kids Scoop program too. So although it's a great community event, it's also going to do great things as we support our community with the different programs that we have in place.
I'm so excited that it's back, and I'm so excited about this. And thank you for joining me today. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me, Lisa. I appreciate it.